Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7 months after the explosion and fire that shut down the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery, the future of the place is still very unclear, despite several significant developments this week. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe brings us up to speed.
On Wednesday, PES announced the winning bid for the refinery site was the $240 million offer from HRC Philadelphia, a subsidiary of the Chicago-based real estate developer Hilco. The city's managing director, Brian Abernathy, said the company indicated it would pursue a safer, more environmentally friendly reuse.
When you look at the refinery advisory group's report, Hilco checked a lot of the boxes.
But the next day, a group of creditors, including the refinery's union, announced they'd vote against the plan, in part for the very reason that it does not create an opportunity for refining. Ryan O'Callaghan is head of the Steelworkers Local.
We want the refinery to come back as a refinery or fuel production facility, and there's a possibility in that with the other bid.
The other bid was from Industrial Realty Group, which actually bid $25 million more than HRC. Another reason the creditors, who have $1.2 billion in claims against PES, object to the sale. The proposal goes before bankruptcy judge Kevin Gross on February 6th. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.